Morning. Domains. I'm going to talk briefly about domain names here. I've been doing this web thing for quite some time, and sometimes it surprises me when I look back and I think that actually I first started doing websites, I think, in around 1996, which in the scheme of things was quite early on. And at that time, I suppose it was quite expensive to buy web domains. It wasn't; they weren't really as affordable as they are now. And there were some people right at the beginning who really got really understood what it was all about, and they of course bought up domains that big companies wanted, and they will have made a lot of money out of it. I was speaking to a friend of mine recently, and it might sound a bit of a daft thing, but he remembers continually, to his shame, that he could have bought, he thought about it, and he could have bought poo.com, which I suppose many of you are thinking, what on earth would anyone want that for? But being realistic, he would have probably made some money out of it, quite a lot of money, I would imagine. And I doubt you could buy poo.com now. And bloody doorbell. Can't be asked to start again. Electricity meter reading, man. Anyway, domains. It's really quite surprising how many people I come across in my day-to-day work. People who I'm doing websites for and such like, who don't know where the domain is. They just have no understanding of who actually looks after it, who bought it for them, whether they actually have their name on the register, on the IP tag or anything like that. And this is a real worry and also causes a lot of time, potentially, and problems, because from time to time these domains get lost. When we do websites here for people, it's a basic rule that because we don't self-host, I used to do it a long time ago. I used to have my own server, but it's not really our core business, so we have suppliers that we rely on for that. And quite honestly, we just suggest to our clients that they deal direct with the suppliers for hosting and the management of their domain names. This basically puts the client back in control of that very, very important issue. If you don't look after your domain name, you will potentially lose it. And unfortunately, I certainly know a couple of people who I've recently worked with who have lost at least one of their valuable domain names. They don't know where it is, and it does happen. All I'm really trying to say here is that a domain name is a really valuable aspect of your business, of your brand, and it needs looking after. It needs, if you don't understand it, find someone who will explain it to you, find someone that you trust to. But ideally, I would recommend the domains, just deal with them yourself. I've just this week rescued someone's website. Their own hosting company and web design company have gone to the wall. It wasn't a great surprise that this was going to happen, and it does happen, being realistic. I've done sites recently for people who have been through a number of web designers themselves. They've not really quite gelled with the people. I think I was the first around five people who actually managed to get a site live. In that scenario, your domain will get lost unless you look after it. So do it yourself on this one, I would suggest. Thanks.